Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today are Gail Griffith, volunteer recruiter for the 19th Circuit Guardian Ad Litem program, and Scotty Kay, a Guardian Ad Litem volunteer. There are currently 400 children waiting for a Gail volunteer to be their voice. The Guardian Ad Litem program will be holding several open houses in August and September for those who might be interested in becoming a volunteer. Ladies, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you for having us, Drew.
Gail, remind us of how these children come into your care. They are coming from abused homes, are they not, or homes where they've been removed from their families?
Yes, we are helping children who've been abused, abandoned, or neglected. The children are removed from their homes and they're placed with relatives, non-relatives, or in a foster home, group home, or shelter. 24 hours after their removal, there is a court hearing called a shelter hearing, and that is where the judge will appoint the guardian ad litem program to the case. But as you mentioned, we have children who are waiting. We don't have enough people out in our community who have come forward at this time to be there for our kids and advocate for them.
And the role of the guardian ad litem is to do exactly what?
To speak up for the children in the court system. We are like the eyes and the ears for the judge. You know, within our four-county area that we serve, there are close to 1,200 children. The judges cannot see all those children every month to ask them how they're doing and to find out their needs. They need us, the community, to step forward and help them.
Scotty, what drew you to become a guardian ad litem?
Well, I had worked in mental health all my life, and I was struck when I talked with these young men, all teenagers, about their lives, how much abuse and, more importantly, I guess, neglect and sometimes abandonment by the families that these kids had. And I felt that they were really very much in need of somebody who could have steered them in the right direction and got them some help before they got to that stage. So this is basically why I undertook to do this when I retired.
So it sounds more than being a representative in court that perhaps there is friendship, mentorship involved in this?
Oh, yes, a great deal. This is one of the pleasures, really, of doing this kind of volunteer work. You get to know the individual young person and get to know their feelings about things, what they are looking forward to, their goals, the things that they have been deprived of that you can perhaps help them with. So this is basically just carrying on, enjoying young people, which I always have done.
I'm speaking today with Gail Griffith and Scotty Kay from the Guardian Ad Litem program. Gail, you have a series of open houses coming up. Tell me what will be going on at these open houses.
Well, actually, we're going to be having one on Sunday, August the 3rd, and it's going to be a gal friend raiser. So this is going to be lots of fun, a great opportunity to meet our volunteers. So it's a great opportunity to come get information, learn about what we do, and how you can make a difference in a child's life. That event will be from 12 to 3 p.m. at the Guardian Ad Litem office. But the other events that we're having are just opportunities for you to learn about us, meet some of our volunteers, hear their story about what they do and why they are doing it, and about the impact they're making in a child's life.
Now, the criteria to be a guardian ad litem, it's actually pretty simple. You don't need a lot of technical expertise, do you?
No, that's the great thing about our program. You need to be at least 21 years of age. You also need to complete an application, go through an interview, just to make sure that it's a good fit for you, that it meets the needs of the program and your expectations, go through a training and background screen. But altogether, the gal family is there for you, and that gal family is composed of close to 350 people, volunteers and staff combined.
I've been speaking today with Gail Griffith and Scotty Kay from the Guardian Ad Litem program. We'll have contact information for them, as well as an archive of this interview, on our website, WQCS.org. Gail and Scotty, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.